This last recording is the appendix. It's a sample daily practice. Here is a sample of 30 minutes of spiritual practices for each day. Opening prayer. Christ is here. Christ is here, so love is here. Christ is here, so joy is here. Christ is here, so peace is here. Christ is here, so hope is here. Christ is here, so healing is here. Christ is here, so forgiveness is here. Christ is here, so all I need is here. Amen. You could use a variety of other prayers in this space, like the prayer of St. Francis, the opening door, the Wesley Covenant prayer, or the Road Ahead by Thomas Merton. The second part of the daily practice is scripture reading. It'd be great to start with some passages referenced in this book. Step one, pray. Ask God to speak to you through the Word. Step two, read. Until a word or phrase jumps out at you. Step three, stop. Reread the passage and think about the word or phrase, or meditate on it. Step four, respond. Write your thoughts in a journal. What is God saying to me in response to this insight? Step five, rest. Spend 5 minutes in silence, knowing that God is with you. Part three, prayer for friends and family members. These are your normal prayer requests that we often focus on. Next, take a few minutes to write thoughts or reflections in a journal. You can write prayers, thoughts about the passage, how God is calling you to respond, or even questions you have. Sometimes we get perspective on life by seeing our situation spelled out on a piece of paper. Finally, end by giving thanks for a new day. As you close your time with God, don't let the amen become the end. Speak to God throughout the day. Use situations in your life as prayer prompts. So remember a few things. Remember how much God loves you and that everything God asks of you will be the best for you. Second, make an appointment and try to keep it. Remember, this is an invitation and not an obligation. Keeping a journal is a great way to see how God is working in your life. And finally, remember that every day is a new opportunity. Don't let your past failure determine your future. Start again if you miss a few days. Thanks so much for listening to this podcast version of Creating Sacred Spaces, Learning the Art of Bonsai in an Amazon World.